Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're doing something a little different. We're grabbing our backpacks and passports because we're diving into solo travel, especially for women and people of color. Our guide is a fresh article called Empowered Journeys, the best solo travel destinations for women and people of color, from the Roaming Around blog published today, December 9th, 2024.
Okay.
So we're going to extract the best destination recommendations, smart safety tips and resources to empower you on your solo journeys. But first, I'm just curious, what's fueling this whole solo travel boom?
Well, I think it's really fascinating. It seems like everyone's ditching the travel buddy these days.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, there's this perfect storm of like this yearning for empowerment, people craving self-discovery experiences, and a surge in resources specifically catering to solo travelers,
what?
Especially women and people of color. And, you know, there's a growing body of research showing that solo travel can seriously boost your personal growth and independence.
That makes sense. The article mentioned almost 50% of women have already taken a solo trip.
Wow.
That's huge. And we're seeing more and more solo travelers of color sharing their stories online.
Yeah.
I feel like it's really challenging the old image of who travelers are supposed to be.
Absolutely. Social media and blogs have been game changers, giving a platform to so many diverse voices, really showing the world that solo travel isn't just for one type of person.
Right.
It's about breaking down those stereotypes and reclaiming those travel narratives.
For sure.
But of course, safety is always a top concern, especially when you're going solo.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get into those destinations the article recommends. First up, it highlights some amazing spots for women travelers.
Okay.
Starting with Reykjavik, Iceland. I've always dreamed of seeing the Northern Lights.
Oh, Reykjavik is truly a gem for solo female travelers. Iceland has this strong commitment to gender equality, and it's incredibly safe. Just imagine yourself soaking in the Blue Lagoon, surrounded by those otherworldly volcanic landscapes, or witnessing the Northern Lights dance across the sky. It's an experience that stays with you.
Okay, that's officially going on my bucket list. Now let's hop over to another spot that's been calling my name, Japan. The article specifically mentions Kyoto and Tokyo as being incredibly safe and welcoming for women. What makes Japan so special for solo travelers?
Well, Japan has this well-deserved reputation for its safety and hospitality. The article's author shares a story about feeling completely at ease, wandering through Kyoto's ancient temples and serene gardens, even late at night.
Wow.
And the public transportation is so efficient and safe. It makes exploring on your own a breeze.
That sense of safety and ease must be so freeing when you're traveling solo. And speaking of cultural immersion, I bet experiencing those iconic cherry blossoms in spring would be magical.
Absolutely. Picture yourself strolling beneath a canopy of pink blossoms. It's like stepping into a painting.
Oh, wow.
And beyond the iconic sites, imagine learning the ancient art of kintsugi, repairing pottery with gold, alongside Japanese women in a traditional workshop. That's the kind of connection solo travel allows.
Wow, I can just picture that. Those are the kinds of unique experiences I crave when I travel. Now, the article also highlighted a city known for its art, energy, and inclusive atmosphere, Barcelona, Spain.
Barcelona is a fantastic choice, especially for those who appreciate art and architecture. You've got the whimsical masterpieces of Antoni Gaudí,
right.
Bustling markets overflowing with delicious food, and a vibrant nightlife scene. The author specifically mentioned neighborhoods like El Raval and Gracia as being incredibly welcoming.
And I know Spain as a whole has been a leader in LGBTQ plus rights, which must contribute to that overall feeling of inclusivity.
And it's not just legal acceptance. You'll find LGBTQ plus owned businesses thriving there, creating a welcoming atmosphere even beyond the mainstream.
That's wonderful. Okay, so we've got Iceland for breathtaking natural wonders, Japan for a deep dive into culture, and Barcelona for art, energy, and inclusivity. Now let's shift gears and talk about some incredible destinations perfect for solo travelers of color. The article starts with a city bursting with soul, music, and a rich blend of cultures, New Orleans.
New Orleans is such a sensory experience. Think about the vibrant energy of the French Quarter, the soulful melodies of jazz floating through the air, and a cuisine that's like a delicious fusion of African, French, Spanish, and Creole influences.
And let's not forget its complex history, which adds another layer to experiencing the city today. It feels like a place where you can really immerse yourself in the stories and traditions of its diverse communities.
Exactly. New Orleans is a city that proudly celebrates its heritage. The author raved about how welcome she felt exploring the city's African-American history and enjoying live music in the historic Treem neighborhood. It's a place where you can connect with a different side of American culture.
That sounds incredible. From the heart of American history, let's head south. to a destination that blends ancient wonders with modern vibrancy, Mexico City. What drew the author to Mexico City?
Mexico City is this electrifying mix of ancient Aztec ruins, stunning colonial architecture, and cutting-edge art and design. It's a city that's constantly evolving while staying deeply connected to its roots.
The article mentioned that exploring museums and historical sites like Templo Mayor provides a glimpse into indigenous cultures, offering a different perspective on Mexican history.
Absolutely. It's about understanding the rich history of Mexico before colonization, which is often missing from traditional travel narratives. Imagine standing before the Templo Mayor, the main temple of the Aztecs, and feeling that connection to the past. It's truly powerful.
Wow, I'm getting chills just thinking about it. And of course, we can't forget about the food. Mexico City is a foodie's paradise.
The author raved about finding the best mole poblano, a dish with over 30 ingredients in a tiny family-run restaurant. That's the magic of solo travel. You're more likely to stumble upon those hidden gems and connect with locals on a deeper level.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got New Orleans for soul and Mexico City for historical depth. But the article takes us to one more destination. That sounds like a truly profound experience. Cape Town, South Africa. What makes Cape Town stand out?
Cape Town is a place of extraordinary natural beauty. Towering mountains, pristine beaches, rolling vineyards. But it's also a city grappling with a powerful and complex history.
The article emphasized the importance of visiting District 6, a vibrant multicultural neighborhood that was tragically destroyed during apartheid. It's a stark reminder of the past and the enduring impact of segregation.
Yes, and visiting Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for 18 years, is another essential experience. It's a sobering reminder of the resilience of the human spirit in the face of oppression.
Wow, Cape Town sounds like an emotional journey as much as a physical one. So we've covered some fantastic destinations for both women travelers and people of color, each offering unique experiences and a chance to connect with yourself and the world around you. But before we all book our flights, let's talk about safety, a crucial aspect of solo travel, especially for women and people of color, who may face unique challenges on the road.
Absolutely. Safety should always be a top priority. Luckily, the article provides some really practical tips that can make a huge difference in staying safe and having a positive experience.
Perfect. Let's dig into those right after a quick break.
So before we jump back into those safety tips, I wanted to add one more thought about Cape Town. Yes, it's a place to reflect on a difficult history, but the author also emphasizes the vibrant multiculturalism that you'll find there today.
That's so important to remember. It's about experiencing the full spectrum of a place, the struggles and the triumphs.
Exactly. And that kind of nuanced understanding is something solo travel really allows you to cultivate. But of course, feeling safe is essential for having those enriching experiences. So let's get into those safety tips from the article.
Okay, let's dive in. What's the first thing solo travelers should keep in mind?
Pre-trip research is absolutely crucial. It's not just about finding the best restaurants or Instagrammable spots. It's about understanding the local customs and social norms, especially around how women are expected to behave in public.
Right. This can vary wildly from what you're used to.
Absolutely. For example, the article's author mentions that in some cultures, it's considered rude for women to make direct eye contact with men they don't know. These are the kinds of things you want to be aware of to avoid any misunderstandings or unwanted attention.
So doing your research beforehand can really help you navigate those cultural nuances and stay safe.
Oh.
What else should solo travelers keep in mind?
Being prepared for emergencies is essential. Make sure you have a list of emergency contacts readily available, including local emergency services, your country's embassy or consulate, and personal contacts back home.
Having that safety net must be so reassuring, especially when you're in a new environment.
Definitely. And it's also smart to have digital backups of important documents, like your passport, visa, and travel insurance, just in case anything gets lost or stolen. And if you're comfortable, share your itinerary with someone you trust back home, so they know your general whereabouts.
Okay, so research. Emergency preparedness, got it. But what about when you're actually out exploring a new city or town? What are some practical tips for staying safe on the ground?
Blending in with the local culture can be incredibly helpful. Now, this doesn't mean you have to lose your own identity, but being mindful of how you dress and present yourself can sometimes minimize unwanted attention.
You mentioned blending in, but isn't there a risk of losing your own identity while traveling? How do you find that balance?
It is tricky. It's not about becoming someone else, but respecting the norms. Like, I learned to cover my hair in certain temples in India, not because I believe in it, but because it's their sacred space, you know?
Wow, That's a great distinction. It's about cultural exchange, not erasing yourself. So what are some other ways to blend in and stay safe?
Learning a few basic phrases in the local language can go a long way. Even simple greetings like hello and thank you show respect and can make a big difference in how you're perceived.
And I bet it can open up some really cool interactions with locals.
Absolutely. Imagine being able to ask for directions or order food in the local language. Those little moments of connection can really enrich your travel experience.
For sure. Now, the article also stressed the importance of situational awareness. What does that mean in the context of solo travel?
It's all about being present and mindful of your surroundings. Avoid distractions like scrolling through your phone or having headphones in, especially in crowded areas or when walking alone at night. Trust your instincts. If something feels off, remove yourself from the situation. Your gut feeling is often right.
That's such good advice. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of travel and let your guard down. But staying alert is so crucial. Now we live in a world where technology can be a powerful tool for safety. What are some ways solo travelers can use tech to their advantage?
There are some fantastic apps out there, specifically designed for solo travelers. For example, some apps allow you to share your location in real time with trusted contacts back home, which can give you peace of mind and let loved ones track your journey.
Well, that's a great idea. I've used those kinds of apps with friends before, but I never thought about how useful they could be for solo travel. What are some other apps that you recommend?
There are also apps that provide safety alerts and local emergency information, which can be super helpful if you're in an unfamiliar area and need quick access to reliable resources. And don't forget about offline maps. You can download maps of your destination in advance so you can navigate even if you don't have cell service or Wi-Fi.
Those are all great tips. So we've covered pre-trip research, emergency preparedness, blending in, situational awareness, and using technology wisely. I'm feeling much more confident about solo travel already. But safety is just one piece of the puzzle. What about the social aspect of traveling alone? It can feel a bit daunting to put yourself out there, especially in a new environment.
You're right. It can feel a bit intimidating at first. But luckily, there are tons of ways to connect with people and find community while you're traveling solo.
Okay, I'm all ears. How can solo travelers, especially women and people of color, find their tribe on the road?
Local meetups are a fantastic way to connect with people who share your interests, whether it's hiking, photography, cooking, or just exploring a new city. Websites and apps like meetup.com are great resources for finding these kinds of events.
I love that. It's such a great way to break the ice and meet people with similar passions.
Hmm.
What about accommodation options? Are there certain types of places that are better for solo travelers looking to socialize?
Hostels are definitely known for their social atmosphere. They often have common areas where people hang out, organized events and activities, and a general vibe that encourages mingling and making new friends.
I've heard so many stories of people forming lifelong friendships in hostels. It's like an instant community of like-minded adventures. What are some other ways to connect with people while traveling solo?
Don't underestimate the power of online communities. There are countless Facebook groups, Instagram pages, and forums specifically for women travelers and travelers of color. These online spaces provide a platform to share tips, advice, recommendations, and even arrange meetups in different destinations.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like having a global network of support right at your fingertips.
Mm.
But beyond these general ways to connect, the article also highlighted some incredible resources specifically designed to empower women and people of color in their travels.
Yes. There are some amazing organizations and groups out there doing such important work to create a more inclusive and supportive travel landscape.
Let's dive into those.
Wow.
For example, Women Who Travel is a platform that not only has a thriving online community, but also organizes group trips specifically for women. Imagine joining a group of like-minded women on a trek through the Himalayas or a culinary adventure through Southeast Asia.
Wow. That's the kind of experience that could really build confidence and create lifelong memories.
What other organizations stood out to you?
Black Travel Alliance is another fantastic organization. They advocate for greater representation of Black travelers in the travel industry and run programs and initiatives to support Black travelers, including offering scholarships to make those dream trips a reality.
Imagine winning a scholarship. That lets you trace your ancestral roots in West Africa. That's the power the Black Travel Alliance provides.
Exactly. It's about creating opportunities and breaking down barriers for people who have historically been underrepresented in the travel space, and for women seeking adventure and a supportive community. Adventure Women is an excellent resource. They specialize in guided trips for women, prioritizing safety and comfort while offering incredible experiences.
So we've got Women Who Travel for connection and community, Black Travel Alliance for advocacy and support, and Adventure Women for guided experiences. And of course, we can't forget about those meetup groups and online communities.
Right. That can connect you with like-minded travelers in specific destinations.
And if cost is a barrier, keep in mind that there are a growing number of scholarship opportunities, specifically for women and people of color who are passionate about travel. These scholarships can really help make those dreams a reality.
That's so inspiring. It's amazing to see all these resources available to empower and support travelers from all walks of life.
But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about another crucial aspect of travel: cultural considerations. When we're exploring different parts of the world, it's so important to be respectful of local customs and norms.
Absolutely. Traveling with respect and sensitivity is essential for a positive and meaningful experience, both for you and for the people you encounter along the way.
What are some key things travelers should keep in mind when it comes to navigating cultural differences?
One of the most important things is understanding dress codes. Different cultures have different standards of modesty, and what's considered appropriate attire in one place might be considered offensive in another.
The article used the example of dressing modestly in certain Middle Eastern countries. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes. In many Middle Eastern countries, it's customary for women to cover their arms and legs, and sometimes their heads as well. It's not about sacrificing your personal style. It's about respecting the cultural context and adapting accordingly. It's a small gesture that can make a big difference in how you're perceived and welcomed.
That's a really important point. It's about being mindful and showing respect for the local culture. What are some other examples of cultural etiquette that we should be aware of?
Greeting customs can vary widely from culture to culture. In some places, a handshake is the norm, while in others, it's customary to bow or kiss on the cheek. Even eye contact can have different meanings in different cultures. Doing your research beforehand and being observant of how locals interact with each other can really help you avoid any faux pas.
It's like learning a new language, but with body language and social cues.
Exactly. And speaking of language, learning a few basic phrases in the local language, even if it's just hello, thank you, and excuse me, can go a long way in showing respect and building rapport with locals.
It shows that you're making an effort to connect with people on their own terms. Are there any other tips for navigating cultural differences?
One of the best things you can do is simply observe and learn from local women. Pay attention to how they dress, how they interact with others, and how they navigate public spaces. This can give you valuable insights into what's considered appropriate behavior in that particular culture.
That's a great tip. It's like having a real-time guide to cultural etiquette. So we've covered destinations, safety, community building, empowering resources, and cultural considerations. We're almost ready to hit the road. But before we do, we can't forget about one of the most essential aspects of travel: packing. And the article offered some excellent tips for packing like a pro, specifically for solo travelers.
Absolutely. Packing strategically can make or break your trip, especially when you're traveling solo. And carrying all your own luggage, you want to make sure you have everything you need without being weighed down by unnecessary items.
Right. Let's get into those packing essentials. What are some of the must-haves for solo adventures?
First and foremost, tech essentials are crucial. A portable charger or power bank is an absolute must-have for keeping your devices powered up, especially if you're relying on your phone for navigation, communication, and taking all those amazing travel photos.
Oh, I've learned that lesson the hard way before. There's nothing worse than being in the middle of exploring a new place and suddenly having your phone die on you. What other tech essentials would you recommend?
Noise-canceling headphones can be a lifesaver, especially on long flights or train rides. They can create a peaceful oasis amidst the chaos of travel. And a universal adapter is essential. If you're traveling to countries with different electrical outlets, you don't want to arrive and realize you can't charge any of your devices.
Those are all great tips. And while we're on the topic of feeling safe and prepared, the article also suggested considering some personal safety devices.
Right. Depending on your destination and personal comfort level, things like a personal safety alarm, pepper spray, or a tactical flashlight can provide an extra layer of security and peace of mind.
I think it's great to have those options, especially if you're traveling solo. and might feel a bit more vulnerable in unfamiliar surroundings.
Exactly. And remember, it's not just about having these devices. It's about knowing how to use them properly and feeling confident in your ability to handle different situations. Taking a self-defense class before your trip can be a great way to boost your confidence and equip yourself with essential skills.
That's a really good point. It's about being prepared, both mentally and physically. But let's move on to something a bit more fun, clothes. The article emphasized the importance of packing versatile clothing, and I couldn't agree more.
Versatile clothing is key for any traveler, but especially for solo travelers who are carrying all their own luggage. You want to choose items that can be mixed and matched, dressed up or down, and layered for different climates. The article gave that great example of a quick dry dress that can transition from sightseeing during the day to a nice dinner out in the evening. That's a perfect example of a multi-purpose item. That saves space and hassle.
I love that. It's all about being strategic with your packing. What about shoes? Comfort is key for me when I'm exploring a new city.
Absolutely. Comfortable shoes are essential for all that walking and exploring. And depending on your itinerary, you might want to pack a few different types of shoes, like sneakers for everyday walking, sandals for warmer weather, or even hiking boots if you're planning any outdoor adventures.
Makes sense. And finally, something that's often overlooked, but super important, especially for solo travelers. Travel insurance. Why is travel insurance so crucial?
Travel insurance can be a lifesaver in case of unexpected events like trip cancellations, medical emergencies, lost luggage, or even theft. It's a small price to pay for peace of mind and financial protection when you're traveling on your own.
Excellent point. Travel insurance is definitely a must-have. So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. Inspiring destinations, practical safety tips, community building strategies, cultural considerations, and even packing essentials. It's like we've created a mini guide to solo travel for women and people of color.
And I think the most important takeaway is that solo travel is an incredible opportunity for self-discovery, growth, and empowerment. It's a chance to connect with yourself, with different cultures, and with the world around you.
Beautifully said. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm curious, what's resonating with you the most? What's sparking your wanderlust?
I think what's really exciting is seeing how accessible and inclusive solo travel has become. There are so many resources and communities available to support and empower travelers from all backgrounds. And it's inspiring to see people embracing these opportunities and sharing their stories.
Absolutely. And for our listeners, as you continue to explore the world of solo travel, what's one thing you'd encourage them to keep in mind?
Remember that solo travel is a journey of self-discovery. Be open to new experiences, embrace the unexpected, and don't be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone. The world is full of amazing people and places just waiting to be discovered.
So true. Now, before we wrap up completely, I want to circle back to something we briefly touched on earlier, packing. The article had some really specific recommendations that I think are worth diving into a bit deeper. Okay, so let's unpack those packing tips a bit further. We already talked about portable chargers. But the article actually suggested a solar-powered charger for longer treks or destinations where electricity might be unreliable.
That's a great tip, yeah. For the eco-conscious traveler, too, reduces your reliance on traditional power sources and keeps you connected, even in more remote locations.
I love that. It's all about being prepared and sustainable at the same time. Now, when it comes to safety, I know some solo travelers, especially women, feel more comfortable carrying those personal safety devices.
Absolutely. And the article had some specific recommendations beyond just pepper spray. A personal safety alarm can be a great deterrent. And some even have GPS tracking, so you can send alerts to designated contacts.
That added layer of security could make a big difference, especially when exploring unfamiliar areas. But let's shift gears to something a bit more stylish. Clothes. The article emphasized the power of packing versatile pieces, and I am all about maximizing my wardrobe options without overpacking.
Me too. Think about a pair of convertible pants. That can transform into shorts. Or a lightweight scarf. That can double as a head wrap. Or a beach cover-up. The key is to choose items. That can serve multiple purposes.
Right, multifunctional pieces are a game changer. The article also gave a great example of packing a quick dry dress that can go from sightseeing during the day to a nice restaurant in the evening. It's practical, comfortable, and stylish. The perfect travel trifecta.
Exactly. And remember, comfort is key when it comes to footwear. Comfortable walking shoes are a must. And depending on your activities, you might want to pack a few different types of shoes, like sneakers for everyday walking, sandals for warmer weather, or even hiking boots if you're planning any outdoor adventures.
Definitely. Blisters and sore feet can really put a damper on your trip. And speaking of essentials, we can't forget about travel insurance. I know it's not the most glamorous topic, but it's so crucial.
It really is. Travel insurance can protect you in so many unexpected situations, from flight delays and lost luggage to medical emergencies. Especially for solo travelers, it provides peace of mind and financial security, allowing you to truly relax and enjoy your journey.
So true. It's a small investment for a lot of potential peace of mind. Well, I think we've covered just about everything in this deep dive, from inspiring destinations to safety tips. Packing essentials, we've really equipped our listeners with the tools and knowledge they need to embark on their own empowering solo adventures.
Absolutely. It's been so inspiring to explore the resources and communities available to support women and people of color in their travels. It's clear that solo travel is becoming more accessible and inclusive than ever before.
And I think that's what's so exciting about this whole movement. It's about breaking down barriers, challenging stereotypes, and reclaiming those travel narratives. It's about showing the world that anyone can experience the joy and transformative power of solo travel.
Beautifully said. So as we wrap up this episode, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. What's one step you can take today to move closer to your solo travel dreams? Maybe it's researching a destination, joining an online travel community, or even booking that flight. The world is waiting to be explored one solo step at a time. So go out there, embrace the journey, and create your own empowered adventure.
And until next time, happy travels, fellow adventurers.